Okay, today we're going to learn a little bit about the 9 days, which begins tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's Rosh Chodesh. So we have to learn, I want to cover at least today, in the short period of time that we have, what you need to know. Number one, once the 9 days come, you're not allowed to do laundry. Not only are you not allowed to do laundry, but I'm talking about, this is the accepted tradition in Ashkenazi communities. Sfardim have a little bit different customs when it comes to the 9 days. But it also means, not only you're not allowed to do laundry, you can't even give you things into the dry cleaners, even if it's for after the 9 days, you're not allowed to. But you also, halachically, are not allowed to put on freshly laundered clothing for the 9 days, except Shabbos. So therefore, that doesn't exclude underwear and things like that, but it includes, let's say, shirts and pants for men, or dresses, whatever, or blouses. So what you need to do, according to halacha, those shirts, let's say, that you're planning to wear during the 9 days, with the exception of Shabbos, you wear them for half an hour, and then you take them off, you change, and then you put them away, and you have them for the 9 days. So you add that with shirts and pants, if they're straight from the cleaners or whatever it is. So people have to know, they need to make laundry before tomorrow night, because tomorrow night already at sundown, which is approximately 8 o'clock, begins already the dinim of the 9 days. So for instance, tomorrow night for dinner, if you're planning to have meat, you have to eat, finish the meat before 8 o'clock at night. So you can't go home after Maariv and eat meat, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, the dinim of the 9 days begins. So people have to know, especially as far as laundry goes, you have to do laundry tomorrow before the 9 days. There are certain cases that you're allowed to do laundry, for instance, little kids' clothing, or if somebody has mamish nothing else to wear, they can wash exactly what they need. And even that, it says in Halacha, the week of Tisha B'Av, people should try to avoid that. Today, people are more lenient about it because it's a different world today with clothing and cleanliness. Years ago, I give an example in Halacha, the Rambam brings down, Shulchan Aruch brings down, a person should take a shower once a week. Take a bath once a week. Going to the Merchas, Rambam writes, once a week. Today, it's not going to work. You do once a week. So for instance, though, swimming is not allowed during the 9 days, unless if somebody is doing it completely, totally for health reasons, because the doctor says they need to swim for exercise, then they would be allowed to swim. But even just to do, just go swimming during the 9 days, and in fact, people avoid all water activities. A lot of people avoid boating, they wouldn't go down a water slide, all these types of things they would avoid during the 9 days. Anything that's recreational, swimming or things like that would not be allowed. You can go to mikveh, you can't take a shower in the mikveh. I mean, let's put it this way. As far as showers go, technically, like we said, Allah says you can't take a shower during the 9 days. Even in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Shabbos Chazayin, which is this Shabbos, you can wash your hands, feet, and face in cold water without soap. The pearl that already today's post can bring down, that in fact, that's what all the Chassidish Yidden used to do in Russia and in Poland, that Erev Shabbos Chazayin, they took regular hot showers and soap and everything regular. As far as, let's put it this way. In Shulchan Aruch it says you can't shower. But if somebody's dirty, they could shower. If they could get clean in cold water, they should do in cold water. If they need a little bit of soap, they can use a little bit of soap. Bottom line is, in today's world, let me just tell you practically how it works. A person who needs to take a shower, so you take a shower every day and you feel gross if you don't take a shower, you can take a quick shower. You can't sit there and just sit in the bath and sit under the hot water in the shower. That you're not allowed to do.
Just for the week or the 9 days?
9 days. But again, I'm telling you, today people, but I'm very emphatic about not people not taking, well, today doesn't matter. In La Brea, everything's open. It doesn't matter. But in the good old days when mikvahs were opened, so I told people that if you want to take a shower at home, take a shower at home. But just to come to the mikvah and publicly, openly take a shower as if the 9 days don't exist is wrong. The person up in there is dirty. They take a shower every day. They can take a quick shower. It's not Kabbalah. It's very simple.
No. What? If a person stays in the shower for like 4
If they're doing it for Tisha Kabin, then they could.
Well, then they could perform. You just stay in the hot water, it's okay.
Well, you don't make it so hot, you make it warm. It doesn't have to be hot.
How fast is that Tisha Kabin? Like 10 minutes?
Tisha Kabin, no. Some people say 5 minutes, some people say 4 minutes, some people say 3 minutes.
Depends on your water pressure.
Yeah, it also depends on the water pressure. Hey, 1 second. So he says 2 or 3 minutes. Kabbalah Misina, no? 2 or 3 minutes. Another post can write 5 minutes. Other post can write 4 minutes.
If it's an amount of water, it has nothing to do with the time. It has to do with how much water is coming out of the head.
And it's standard rate.
If you have the, if you follow the rules of Beverly Hills with the water saving, you probably have to be there for 20 minutes. The water comes out. They write a few minutes. That's what they write. Okay, Machat Shin is a man, some of my mind, Kim Shulag, Al Tervachan, and Gashem, and that's good.